My guest at this time is U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely, retired. He, for many years, was the Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. And it's the Pacific where we saw in recent hours that the North Koreans failed pretty miserably to launch a long-range missile. Still, the move was in defiance of a recent agreement, and that means the U.S. is now going to withhold food aid from the regime. Joining me now to talk about it, of course, is General Vallely. And, sir, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Greg. Happy to be back with you again.
It's good to have you with us. This was clearly, I guess you could call it an embarrassment for the regime. There's no way to paint this missile test as a success. It basically fell apart shortly after it was launched. But what does this tell us about the difference between what North Korea wants to be able to do and where they currently are?
Well, I think there's two things here to look at. Number one, they have a very aggressive missile development program in North Korea. They have shared a lot of their technology, of course, with Iran, and that's been supplemented with a lot of Russian assistance as well. So this is just the second case in the last couple of years where they've had a failed missile launch. Of course, there's a lot of scenarios that suggesting that maybe with electronic warfare with our ships out there that we intercepted that electronically and made it malfunction. I don't think that's the case, but that's one of the scenarios. So it seems, Greg, it probably malfunctioned and went down on its own because of the technology.
What does it say, though, that North Korea violated the recent agreement and went ahead with this test? They've obviously flouted various agreements in the past, but what does this tell us perhaps about the new leader and whether or not we have to go back to the drawing board there?
Well, I think you have the same mindset as Ahmadinejad has in Iran. They don't really care about the agreements. They only adhere to any agreements if it's in their best interest. So you can't count on them agreeing to anything because 6 months will change their mind and they want to resurface again to get international media exposure. And you notice you never hear much about South Korea, and they're one of the largest economies in the world now. But you only hear about North Korea when it wants to trumpet something out there and create some kind of an international scene. So they're very easy to read. Just like the Iranians are.
General, if they have no intention of abiding by agreements, what's the more effective way of dealing with them than the diplomatic efforts that we've made recently?
None of the things we're doing seems to affect what they do. So I would think when the threat is there like it is from Iran and their support of international terrorism, their development of their nuclear capability, which I feel they already have, that they can, in fact, put together a scenario and a plan that would attack the United States from what we call container ships that was provided a system to launch their Shahab 3 from container ships off American shores. So that's a real threat. Now, North Korea, as you remember, there was a launch of some type off of Santa Barbara a couple years ago, and, of course, that was covered up pretty well, but they, in fact, they think that North Korea may have been involved in that as well as China. So I think our enemies out there are constantly challenging our systems to see what we work, they or what don't work. And at the same time, you've got cyberism attacks occurring from China into U.S. systems each and every day. So there's definitely threats out there, but they're new threats that you can't negotiate. You have to take strong affirmative action. In some cases, it may take military action.
Let's talk about the Chinese angle of this for just a moment. General, do you get the sense that given their influential role over North Korea, that the North Koreans are pretty much doing what the Chinese want them to do, or does this type of activity concern them as well?
Well, I think we have to understand that North Korea really is a proxy of China to a great degree, and their borders align. China will use their proxy, North Korea, to trumpet certain messages to the Western world. So that's exactly what happens in all this blustering, and then we come in and we negotiate, and then we give them aid for food. And most of that food goes to the hierarchy, and you have a high instance, as you know, of people starving to death in North Korea. So, you know, it's a constant cycle that they play, but they will take advantage of the West at any opportunity they can.
Seems to be a revolving door, kind of going back to where we started after each of these incidents. We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, good way to put it, Greg. A revolving door and nothing much happens, as far as I'm concerned, in the best interest of the United States.
Sir, thank you very much for being with us, as always.
Okay, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.